Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Central Asia trying to shore up U.S. influence in a strategically vital part of the world. Today she arrived in Kyrgyzstan and visited a base that had been used by American forces for operations in nearby Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary, and she joins us now from Kyrgyzstan's capital, Bishkek. And how important is it for the U.S. to remain in bases in Central Asia, Michelle?
Well, it's been very important for the continuing war in Afghanistan. You might remember that Uzbekistan is now telling the Americans to get out of a base there by the end of this year. So it's been very important to maintain the other bases that the U.S. has been using in the region. Losing the Uzbek base was a big blow, but the military officials and State Department officials traveling with us say there are workarounds. It's just getting to be more expensive. The one that's here in Kyrgyzstan, there are about 1,000 U.S. military personnel there. Secretary Rice stopped by and met with some of them today and gave them a bit of a pep talk. We're also going a little bit later on this trip to Tajikistan, and they've also allowed the U.S. to use military bases there for resupply and logistics help for the war in Afghanistan. Now, Rice says she doesn't want to make this the focus of her trip. She says military relations are pretty good with countries in the region, and she wants to make this about democracy promotion.
Although promoting democratic reform could be a bit of a task in that region, what are her expectations?
Well, it's interesting. Kyrgyzstan was the scene of what was called the Tulip Revolution, and some democratic activists here are worried that this revolution is now stuck in the mud. They're looking for some reassurances, some U.S. support. The longtime leader, Askar Akayev, was forced out about 6 months ago, and the new president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, is starting to look a little bit more like his predecessor, according to some democracy activists here. So they're looking for some reassurances from the U.S. Secretary Rice said she was going to focus on constitutional reform here. Tajikistan is a place that's been, it was an opposition leader jailed just last week, and Emomali Rahmonov, the president there, has a tight hold on power. And then Kazakhstan, interestingly enough, Secretary Rice sounded quite hopeful about that country. Earlier this year, Nursultan Nazarbayev, the president, his government was harassing NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Now he's heading into an election season, and the secretary said she's hopeful that he'll have a free and fair election there. And when she was talking about him, she didn't talk about the last 15 years of his hold on power. Instead, she talked about him, that she remembered him when he was a reformer in the Soviet Politburo during the Mikhail Gorbachev years.
Now, the secretary is not far there from the region in Pakistan that was hit by that terrible earthquake. Is she planning to go there?
Well, she says she is considering it. It is a possibility. We are going to be in Afghanistan tomorrow, so they're working on that. She also talked at the base today here in Kyrgyzstan about military officials here aiding in relief efforts. The U.S. has been sending helicopters and C-17 planes to help in those relief efforts.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan's capital. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.